Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
You see, Mpo, I don't smoke, right? And I'm not really one who judges people for smoking, but I always try to stay away from it because we all know the health hazards we've been told. And also, I don't like just the smell of smoking.
Oh, the smell.
Yeah. So government is trying to drop, you know, the amount of cigarettes that are consumed, obviously, for obvious health reasons.
Yeah.
And they're also citing that they want to drop secondhand smoking, which is problematic. Because I've seen people irresponsibly smoke with children in the car.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah.
So in doing that, they've proposed now a bill, tobacco bill, that's before Parliament. They want to ban amalustros. I mean, on the one hand, I get it, right? Smoking is a bit of a problem. But on the other hand, there's a lot of people who sell amalustros who don't smoke, who benefit from it. And also, a lot of smokers sometimes can't afford. You know, for some people, it's a luxury to afford a whole 20-pack. I think I do it in a pagat.
Yeah,
they can't afford a 20-pack. So obviously, that's what created initially the whole market for loose draws. Similarly to eggs. When you go to Espaza, Ikasi, they even sell cheese, sliced cheese, in singles.
In singles, yes.
Right? To accommodate people who can't afford that. So I get it, but also at the same time, you're harming, you know, that gore, that entrepreneurial person who is selling these things. Because sometimes it drives foot traffic and people buy bread and buy other things. True. It's paza.
True. But here's the thing, though, when it comes to cigarettes, whether we like it or not, it does put a strain on the health system. Because at some or other point, when you do get sick and you get respiratory infections and whatnot, if you cannot afford a loose draw, that means you then possibly are going to a government hospital.
Definitely.
So, but on the other hand, when you're looking at it from a parental perspective, if a child cannot afford a 20 and they can only get a loose draw, when you take away a loose draw, you're taking away that ability for them to buy and get into smoking in the first place. Right? Because the guys are buying amalus draws. More often than not, they're not really looking at the age of the person they're selling. Uteng is ilus draw. Whoever comes there, whether they're in uniform or not, they just sell. Do you get what I mean? So maybe it is a good thing to curb smoking from starting in the first place.
Yes. And because my thing is, if you're not even curbing the production or limiting the production and the retail selling of cigarettes, be it at your Checkers, wherever, people are still going to buy the cigarettes and then sell them. It's going to be in a whole illicit market. Already, Amalus cigarettes is flooded with illicit cigarettes that won't get sold.
That's the thing. I mean, when Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma put out this whole no smoking in public and cigarettes can't be sold openly like that.
Remember.
You know what I mean? It was to try and make sure that you have less and less people who smoke. Unfortunately, then the culture of vaping came about. And people thought that vaping is more cool. Do you see? So in trying to curb one problem, you are creating others. As you say, illicit market for illicit cigarettes. You have the vaping market that is growing, especially amongst the youth. So you're fixing one problem, but creating another.
Yeah, because I really feel like they're trying to attack the illicit market.
The symptom and not the
actual cause, because it's an addiction. And if I'm there, I'm addicted, I will find cigarettes, trust me, because already there's illicit cigarettes happening. And they're also afraid of big business, because why aren't you banning them at the pick and pace and your likes?
COVID showed us. Remember they banned smoking of cigarettes during COVID? People were still smoking.
What are your thoughts? This proposed bill, tobacco bill, is it good or bad for society? On the one hand, there's small business and it's going to create a whole illicit market. On the other hand, smoking does actually kill people.
Yes, I mean, I would think the government here too should just, you know, introduce the education egolin, because kona manje mazo hamba uthi you banning amaloose draws. I mean, really, what are you doing? Because you're still not actually solving the problem. They would still go and buy, and people would still sell. So, manje, yipinto abatibayenza, what are they banning, actually? They just need to educate people about the dangers of smoking, that's all.
Oh, you're having a topic there. Smoking, Jay, generally. I personally don't like that smell of cigarette. It makes me sick. And them banning it, they are going to kill the small businesses, ekasi, abathengisela abantu, yabona. But nje, in general, it's not good for your health. It's not good nje, because you're damaging your lungs, and now maso paswa a flu or something. It's not gonna heal quickly. And even running, the people that smoke, they can't even run 100 meters because amaphaphu nje akhathele. So yeah, it's bad.
Hey guys, it's literally, I don't know, impossible, because I mean, Gumanji, Ipaza, you can literally buy like 2 spoons of sugar and 1 spoon of coffee in a creamer. You can buy like half a loaf of bread or even 4 slices or whatever. So I don't see that happening, Inji. Oh, my friend, I would literally sell anything.
If that law ever passes in Parliament, it'll be a clear indication of how detached Parliament is from the ordinary working South African. A pack of 10 or 20s is crazy expensive. You know, so people buy cigarettes in the loose drawers during smoke breaks or before they sleep. They call it maslapi, or in the morning, you know, when they wake up. So it doesn't stop people from smoking. It just makes it more difficult for the working class to afford smoke. So if they do pass this bill, we'll show how far detached they are from the ordinary working South African.
Outside of that, as you had said, when it comes to spaza shops, we can barely regulate what it is that they are selling to people. We've had kids ending up in hospital, some of them passing away. How are you going to regulate ukuthi akuthengiswa amalustro espaza?
Imagine me picking up the phone and calling, you know, the local police station and says, hey, Abdul is selling single cigarettes. Do you think I'm going to leave and go there,
bruh,
and check and arrest the guy for selling?
Bruh.
Come on. You can't even get the basics right. You can't even selling illegal cigarettes in an illegal spaza shop with illegal documents within the country.
But as the voice note said, it almost shows a bit of a disconnect between our government and what is actually happening on the ground.
Huge disconnect. Well, look on the bright side. Aksana Mundo Stella Iturand.
Yeah.
But now
Uzofuna I50 Rand.
Ah, and he's 7:30.
And because when people saw, they put saliva on the paper, and then they shake it all, and that means, please stop smoking, guys. Please just stop it. Like, don't look at the retail. Don't look at the big tobacco. Please just stop, because they're not going to stop selling. It's up to you to just stop, okay? Thanks. From an ex-smoker.
Hey guys, it's literally, I don't know, impossible, because I mean, Gumanji, Ipaza, you can literally buy like 2 spoons of sugar and 1 spoon of coffee in a creamer. You can buy like half a loaf of bread or even 4 slices or whatever. So I don't see that happening, Inji. Oh, my friend, I would literally sell anything. So I don't think it's going
to
work.
The government can try to ban cigarettes, like loose draws particularly, but they're not going to succeed, so they won't. Ujwala was banned during the COVID times, level 5, you know what I mean? But we still made means and ways to get alcohol, you know what I mean? So this government here is just going to fight a losing battle, you know, because there's a guy somewhere in a squatter camp, Otengisayo, he's got suppliers and all of that, you know what I mean? So I don't see it happening, so I really don't see this happening, you know. I'm a smoker myself, you know, and there's always means and ways to get a cigarette.
Always means and ways, man. And isn't the syntax, isn't that what it's there for? to deter people from buying these things, alcohol, cigarettes, because they are too expensive? Unless there's something we're not being told. Maybe they're targeting illicit cigarettes. Remember we watched Gold Mafia, how a South African gold mafia launders money through the sale of illicit cigarettes using Zimbabwean gold. And also, those are like the cheapest loose draws that a lot of people in the country that sells now amatispuno shugela actually buy. So maybe there's something we're not being told as to who exactly and what exactly the reason for this ban and what they're targeting.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.